Anti-ICE nurse fired from VCU Health after viral videos show her suggesting various ways to harm federal agents. By Alana Mastrangelo on January 28, 2026. An anti-ICE nurse was fired from Virginia Commonwealth University, VCU, Health after her sabotage videos instructing fellow healthcare providers, as well as other anti-ICE members of the public, to harm federal agents went viral online. The hospital and police have since launched an investigation. "I thought of something good," the anti-ICE nurse, who has since been identified by Daily Mail and the Howie Carr Radio Network, HCRN, as Melinda Rose Cook, began in one video posted to the social media platform TikTok. Watch below. Cook then told all medical providers to grab some syringes with needles on the end and fill them with succinylcholine, a drug that causes temporary paralysis, adding, "That would probably be a deterrent." Cook, whose specialty is listed as anesthesiology, and who worked at VCU Medical Center Main Hospital in Richmond, Virginia, according to her bio on VCU Health's website, archived here, is seen offering another resistance tip in a second video, in which she instructs the public to put poison ivy in a gallon of water and give it to her. "Anybody got any poison ivy or poison oak in their yard? Get some of that, with gloves, obviously, and get it in some water. Like a gallon of water," Cook states, before suggesting people give her the poison ivy oak water so she can put it into a water gun. And to those who choose to use the poison ivy oak water gun themselves, the nurse suggested they aim for the face and hands. In a third clip, Cook tells single ladies to download the dating apps Tinder and Hinge as a means for meeting up with ICE agents in person so that they can put Ex-Lax in their drinks and get them sick. "Single ladies, where these ICE guys are going have a chance to do something, you know, not without risk, but could help the cause for sure," she says. "Get on Tinder, get on Hinge, find these guys. They're around," Cook continues. "If they're an ICE agent, bring some Ex-Lax and put it in their drinks. Get them sick." The nurse went on to say that this is highly, easily deniable, adding, "Let's get them where they eat. Somebody's not going to be supporting these guys. Where's the hotel where they eat? Who makes them breakfast? Let's find them. Let's make their lives fucking miserable," Cook implores. "Anything you can do to make the living conditions bad. Talk to the people who work at the places where they are." After the video clips, pulled from the since-deleted TikTok account, Redhead Redemption, and shared as a montage by the popular X account, Libs of TikTok, went viral, VCU Health confirmed in a Tuesday morning X post that the nurse in the video footage was one of its employees. "We prioritize the health and safety of anyone who comes to us for care. We are aware of a series of videos that appear to have been posted by an individual confirmed to be an employee of our health system," the hospital said. "The content of the videos is highly inappropriate and does not reflect the integrity or values of our health system," VCU Health continued in its statement. The hospital added that police are assisting with this investigation, and while the investigation is underway, it is policy that the individual is on administrative leave and will not be in our facilities or interacting with patients. In a follow-up X post later that evening, VCU Health offered an update, informing the public that the nurse is no longer employed at the hospital. Following an investigation, the individual involved in the social media videos is no longer employed by VCU Health, the major academic healthcare provider said. In addition, VCU Health has fulfilled its reporting requirements under Virginia state law. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.